KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
This weekend, Gentrification is Weird and Alberta Abbey will be presenting a night of short films entitled Black Camera Action. The documentary films focused on the past, present, and future of Black communities in Portland, and the event will also feature a panel discussion and questions and answers with the community. We are lucky to have in studio with us Donovan Smith, an award-winning journalist, founder of the clothing brand Ignorant Reflections, a fourth-generation Portland native, artist, and writer himself. Welcome to the show, Donovan.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about your latest project, Black Camera Action. What inspired you to put the event together?
Yeah, actually the Alberta Abbey, they approached me because they were looking to do a series of programming at their space for Black History Month, and were aware of the work that I'm doing around gentrification, and just invited me to be a partner in their programming. So they already had the idea of doing some short films, and I just kind of plugged in with some curational energy on that, and you know, just put together a series of films that I felt would really encapsulate a kind of string of history in terms of policies in the city, in terms of arts and culture in the city, and just kind of get us to thinking about what the future of this area is going to be. So, yeah, grateful to be a partner.
You put together, I guess, four films that you're going to be focusing on.
Right.
So could you walk us through each of those?
Yeah, so we're going to start with the Albina Murals, which is a documentary from 1978 of these artists, an artist team that was putting together these murals, five murals, I believe it was, that kind of detailed the transatlantic slave trade all the way through Vanport and Portland history, civil rights era. And, you know, the artist team was, I believe, a couple Black artists and Asian American artists. And it was this moment in the community where a lot of people felt like, hey, we haven't really gotten that many opportunities to like detail our history in this city, and we also haven't gotten a lot of chances to have like art that reflects us in this community. So it was like a really big moment. So I found that actually some years ago, just kind of nerding out on the internet, and I've always wanted to kind of have a chance to like have some discussion around it. So this was like a great chance to plug that in. But those murals don't even exist anymore. They were on, I'm forgetting the actual center, but they were outside on a center that no longer exists. That was for the community. And it's, at least what I've read, is because they got rained out essentially. So but I think the lane that they took was really interesting too, just kind of, again, that transatlantic slave trade all the way through Vanport, you know, tying everything to what's happening in a local community. So that is one of the films, and it's actually a PSU documentary.
And then Losing Alberta is basically about an issue that's important to you, the gentrification.
Right. I mean, and when I talk about gentrification, like, I'm not necessarily just thinking about the Albina North-Northeast tract in and of itself, even though that's what a lot of this focus will be. It's about black disruption in the city, or I mean, in the entire state of Oregon. Gentrification to me is exclusion laws. Gentrification to me is, you know, it's busing people. Gentrification to me is sundown laws. It's a lot of different things. But yeah, with Losing Alberta, you know, it's some grant students had taken a look at like how Alberta has transformed. You know, I was just talking about, you know, the lack of art that was in the community, and now it's the Alberta Arts District. So just kind of looking at that and how money is being exchanged, you know, on the city, or on that particular line of blocks in the city now, and you know, how people are feeling, particularly like people who traditionally lived in that community, and that transformation, that's like actually mind blowing mm-hmm. when you actually think about how quickly it all went down. I'm not even going to go. And actually, I will. Like, just when you think about something like a Last Thursday being like really this guerrilla arts movement, like that kind of sprung up some, you know, in 1997, I believe it was. And that same year, there was like a lot of I wish I had the law behind me, like in terms of the name. I don't think it was the Measure 11 laws, but they were locking up black folks in droves at that same year. And then like Last Thursday came around that same year. Just an interesting thing. And then, you know, we're going to screen the numbers, which can you imagine if something like that, like a Last Thursday sprung up in East County, you know, of that same. And for people who don't know, like the numbers is what a lot of people in the city refer to as being beyond 82nd Avenue. You know, I co-produced that film with Sika Stanton, you know, and her and I, she had approached about working together. And that was just kind of a place where I thought deserves some attention. Like there is more of a movement now to, you know, talk about things that have happened in East County, in North and Northeast Portland, but East County hasn't necessarily got that attention. And I think with the amount of neglect that it's gotten, but also like what it's kind of fertile ground for at this point, we really need to have conversations around East County in terms of just you know, urban renewal that's going to be taking place in that area. And we know how urban renewal is played out in like North and Northeast Portland. But we chose to specifically talk to people who were between 18 and 25. And it was kind of taking a note from the Priced Out documentary, the film that Priced Out was a sequel to, which was Northeast Passage. And so there's a part in that film where they're talking about the American dream, you know, and talk to different people about what their American dream is in Northeast Portland. And, you know, I think 18 to 25 is a real pocket of where when we've been sold, like when your American dream can take place. And, you know, for so many of us, for, you know, economic reasons, aren't really participating in this dream that doesn't really exist for so many people. So it was a good pocket of young people to talk to out in the numbers about what their dreams were, but also like what they would like to see in development. And so often like different projects happen it happens without even talking to people about what they would like to see on a plot of land. So you'll see something shoot up in your neighborhood, but you never got talked to about it. Or, you know, your voice didn't actually get acknowledged in the process. And we've seen that from government traditionally. So, it's been a film that people have used throughout the city, you know, small community groups, police, government, as a way to talk about how to, you know, what should happen in that area specifically. So mm-hmm.
And then you have Root Shocked, and that was focusing on one family and their battle over their house. So tell us about that one.
It's the Davis family. There was a house that was in their family's possession back in the 80s, and it was bought as a way to like generate income. It had rental property or properties on it that could be rented out. And then the city said it was blighted. They put a blight ordinance on it and, you know, eventually just wiped out all those properties. without going into the full details of it, you know, some years later, one of the descendants of that family, Cleo Davis, was living a few doors down from that actual property. And it was scheduled to be knocked down by the city. And, you know, he happened to have a residency at the city of Portland looking at the archives and just how policies have been used to keep wealth out of the black community. And so he was just doing some pondering and said, let me see if we can get, you know, some this house moved, you know, onto our property, just based on, you know, what had been taken from us, essentially. And the way he had aggregated the data that he had found in the archives and everything is that about $2.5 million had been lost over the decades from their family.
Wow.
In terms of, yeah, money. So, you know, the city ended up passing their proposal to move the property. They had to do some rezoning and all this stuff. And it really was just kind of a one example of like how we can redress actual harms, you know, that have happened in the city. So, yeah, I think they're a good collection of films that kind of just tell part of a story in terms of, you know, policies and, again, arts and culture and just, you know, day-to-day living of being black in Portland.
Right. And so what do you hope attendees are going to get out of the films and the panel discussion?
Yeah, I mean, again, just a chunk of the story in terms of how policies have affected people in this city and how those the discrepancies in terms of income and whatnot in the city are like very traceable to like some real direct policies and whatnot and actions by people. So yeah, I hope that people see that and also see the vitality of the community. The people have been resisting, people have been creating things, creating pathways towards vitality for a long time here in the city. So yeah, and I think the panel that we have will really help that discussion along. We have Latasha Carter, who's on Beyond Black's board and has lived in East County. She's been in Portland for a long time and grew up in Portland and then had raised her family in East County. And, you know, actually, when we were talking just yesterday, I was saying how she actually got ushered into more of like direct work through her daughter and just kind of seeing like the differences, her growing up with the differences of community out in East County and coming into contact with Beyond Black as an organization and then pulling her mom into it. And now her mom is on the board for Beyond Black. Beyond Black is an organization that's working with, you know, individuals and families out in you know, east of 82nd particularly, you know. And then we have Bird from the Emmanuel Displaced Persons Association. I hope I said the correct naming for the organization, but you know, it's actually the Emmanuel Displaced Persons Association 2, because there was an iteration of it some years ago, back when Emmanuel said they were going to expand in North Portland. And then raised a bunch of people's homes and then did nothing with the land that is still vacant today, right across from Emmanuel Hospital. And so there was an organization that sprung up, was trying to organize for the city to correct their wrongs. It just got reinvigorated. There's a conversation around the land there right now that the city has said they're essentially returning part of that land back into the community. It's called the Williams and Russell Project, but it was formerly known as the Hillblock Project. It's not the entirety of the land, but it's part of it. And so people are trying to figure out how to develop it for the community. And then who was our other panelist?
Well, I was going to ask you about, you know, black Camera Action is the name of this event. And you're basically looking back at what happened in history, but you're also taking a look at how it's going to affect the future in Portland, especially in the Black community. Why is it important to do that, and what lessons might we get from that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're on a continuum. So any inequities, as we like to say in the city, are man-made. So somebody did something, policies were set in place, and we're still on a track from those past wrongs and wrongs of today. So we have to get a firm grasp on what has been put in place and then address them accordingly. I think this, again, is just a great opportunity to look at, you know, when we think about the Albina murals, for example, right? Isaka Shamsuddin was one of the artists that put that together. He's still around. He's still living. He's still creating art. He's actually an amazing artist who lives in our community. So, like, and he actually created art at Dawson Park, which is adjacent to where Emmanuel had wiped out all those homes. But just a few years ago, as the city was putting investment back into the park, Isaka was one of the artists there, right? That was helping revamp them. Yeah, it's very much connected. Nothing that's happening in the city is unconnected. And I think we're in a moment particularly where we're trying to evaluate how we can redress some of the wrongs, whether it's what's coming through Albina Vision or, you know, the Williams and Russell Project. So this is a good way to grasp some of that history.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you, Donovan, for being here. We really appreciate it. We unfortunately have to leave it there. But I do want to say we've been speaking with Donovan Smith about Black Camera Action, a night of short films about Black history and future in Portland. The event will be held on Saturday, February 22nd from 6 to 8 p.m. at Alberta Abbey at 126 Northeast Alberta Street in Portland. More information about Black Camera Action and Gentrification is Weird can be found on Facebook. We'll be posting those links on our website as well at kboo.fm/eveningnews. More information about Donovan Smith is available at his website, donovanscribes.com. For KBOO News In Depth, I'm Althea Billings.
And I'm Annette Newell. Thanks so much for joining us.